Hey, everybody, it's Golden Record here at CKMS Radio, and thanks for listening in today. It is July the 4th of 2023, and you know what? Thanks so much for listening in today. Gosh, you could be doing lots of things on a Tuesday, but you're here with us, and we really appreciate it. Another great show this week, because I always get the best guests, whatever. And as you know, folks, we start off with music. So with that, I'm going to ask our guests, tell us about this first song and why you like it. Whose choice is this one? Bob Marley and the Wailers. Let's hear what you have to say about this guy. Go ahead.
Oh, it's my choice. Oh, my goodness. This is literally my favorite song in the whole entire world. It just makes me happy. It's not like, actually, I was just at a gathering at the University of Waterloo, and we had had some really difficult conversations after the violence at Hagee Hall. And we ended the student gathering. I led everybody with this song, Three Little Birds.
We'll play that song, but first, folks, your host, I forgot again. Laura May Lindo is our guest today, and so is Sage. Let's play the song, and we'll be back. Here we go. Stay locked in.
Hi, my name's Andrew Wood, and I'm from Kitchener. You know, as most young people do, I'm on the internet 24/7, but once in a while, it's good to just listen to something local. And you're listening to CKMS 102.7, and you can stream us anytime at radiowaterloo.ca.
Hello, this is the Tugboat of the Tugboat.ca. Community Radio CKMS is the voice of the people, by the people. I support CKMS 102.7 RadioWaterloo.ca because it's the real deal.
And folks, we are the real deal. And thanks again for listening in to CKMS Radio 102.7. And we are your best local community radio station. Hey, you ever want to do a show? Just give us a little ring and ding and we'll set you up and you can have lots of fun and do what you like. Okay, you guys, we're back to Golden Record. And Laura May and Sage are our guests today. And we did talk a little bit about why you like this song. Did you, any chance you've seen this guy at all?
Oh, Bob Marley. Oh. No, only on records in Grandma's house.
Oh, yeah.
Records that now live at my house because I took them from Grandma's house in Scarborough, and now they are living with me in Kitchener.
Well, let's get to know our guests, and we'll start off most shows, I ask my guests, tell us, how many people sit around a Lindo family Christmas feast?
Oh. Folks, I'm here with my eldest, Sage, and we're both just like, ooh, so many people. Because generally when we do Christmas, pre-pandemic, when we could all be together, it was open to family, friends. It was open to people that didn't necessarily have somewhere to go over the holidays. And my uncle's birthday is Boxing Day. So he would also host an open house. He passed some years ago, so shout out to Uncle Earl. But it was a whole feast, and nice. Everybody was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any traditions? Did you open up your presents at Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Well, here's another funny story. Oh, my goodness. These are things that my eldest is just learning on CKMS 102.7 FM. So my parents' anniversary was Christmas Eve, and so they... There was just always celebrating around the holidays. Mm-hmm. But this particular holiday, not only was it a pandemic, but my daddy had passed, and my daddy is Jewish. Mm-hmm. And so it was the very first time that we actually celebrated Hanukkah. right? Didn't we do that, Sage?
Oh, yeah. Jaden ate so much chocolate.
We ate so much chocolate. And we made use of Zoom. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
So we had people from literally all over the place. So we were still like living in that space of get as many people around the table as possible.
Oh, okay.
But we were doing it via Zoom and we were all learning how to celebrate Hanukkah in the spirit of my daddy and my cousin passing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a weird holiday. But what I do believe, like even if I think back to that first song, that's why Three Little Birds is one of my favorite songs. No matter how difficult things were over the holidays, that's when we came together and we found the joy.
Yeah.
It's just how you roll.
Yeah. What do you remember about Christmas and family feasts at Sage? What comes to mind? Did you guys open up the Christmas socks by the mantle first on Christmas Eve, or what do you remember about Christmas?
I remember when I used to be the one that would get super excited and wake everyone up like real early at Christmas, mm-hmm. when I was the youngest in the house, and then I remember being woken up by my younger brother when I was in the middle, and then I remember Jaden waking us both up and running downstairs and then immediately going to my stocking and turning to me and asking if he can eat my chocolate because I probably wouldn't want it anyways.
Oh, yeah. He could be a real good big brother, right?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, it's fun, but it's, like, bustling. Like, he has enough excitement for all of us.
And for fun, what time in the morning were you guys getting up to do all this stuff? Was it 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock? What time did you wake up for Christmas morning?
If he could help it, we would have been waking up, like, the day before.
It would be an all-nighter.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we roll in the Lindo Fam Jam.
Well, that sounds wonderful, and I think a lot of our listeners could identify with their own particular Christmas traditions and feast traditions. And so with that, we'll go on to the next part of our show, and the next part is the next song.
Mm-hmm.
And the next song is by Alicia Brilla. Who wants to speak to this song?
Oh, I'll start and I'm going to throw it over to you, Sage. Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
Okay. Yeah. Because I picked this song, A, because Alicia Brilla is absolutely brilliant and one of the kindest people I have ever met. She was one of the first musicians that I met in town when I got into Waterloo Region. But also because when she did the filming of the video for No More Violence, she did a call out for young kids, and two of my children at the time, my little one wasn't born yet, were part of that video. So throwing it over to you, Sage, do you remember that?
I do remember it a little bit there.
Do you remember how big your hair was?
Oh, God.
They had a lot of hair.
Yeah.
So talk to us. Do you remember anything about being out there in the park?
I think it was like, it's less that I remember specific things and more that I kind of remember the feeling.
Because,
like,
talk about it.
It's, you know, it's me and Dan's. And then, like, when he gets hyper, I get hyper. So then we're both super excited. And it's just like, you know, being around Alicia is just like a really good feeling all the time. So it's like, even if, like, my memories aren't very clear of, like, the time actually, like, doing the video, I do remember, like, being around her and how, like, fun it was in her space.
We love you, Alicia Brilla. We love you. You're our favorite. And the video is available online. So even though you can't remember exactly what it was like, I remember. And it's, like, there in posterity. In the cockles of history, as I like to say.
Right. Oh, God.
We're all digitized till who knows how long, right? We're all in the system for sure. Okay, let's play this one. And folks, hey, if you got any questions for us, just skip on over to our webpage at radiowaterloo.ca. Guess what? There's a facility there. We're a live chat. radiowaterloo.ca/listen. And we'll look for your questions and look after them in about 15, 20 minutes when we get that part of the show. Okay, let's play the song. No more messing around. Here we go.
Yeah. I'm Don Van Campen from Amaranth, Ontario in Dufferin County, and we're at CKMS 102.7.
Folks, you got Dr. Swamp here on CKMS 102.7 FM Waterloo Radio. It is the place to be for independent local music trying to make things happen.
Welcome back, folks. Thanks so much. We're back to our show with Laura May and Sage, and we have talked a little bit about Christmas and what they do, and this part of the show. Oh, we should talk about this song first. Alicia Brill, what can we say? She's a local musician now, 10 years or something like that, or not even that, maybe.
Local musician, Juno nominated, and always connected to community. So, like, you know, she'll play at the Multicultural Festival, and she'll show up, and she was even at that amazing thing that the Business Association was doing in downtown Kitchener. She was at the museum.
I was going to say I saw her at Pride, actually.
Oh, and she was at
Pride.
She was
at Pride.
She's at every. She's everywhere.
She's everywhere.
We are very lucky that she's everywhere.
We do. And as a community radio, we're more than happy to play some of this stuff from our local musicians and to tell everybody what's going on and things that they could be doing and having fun and doing stuff here in the Waterloo region.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
So this part of the show, folks, what do you do? You have hobbies, you have a job, you have something like that going on. So my microphone poof. Anyway. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to ask our guests now what it is that they do. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Sage. You got this.
Okay. I actually just graduated high school a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
That feels really weird. currently, I'm doing art freelance. So I'm currently doing work stuff there, and if I'm not doing that, then I'm showing up to take photos for mom when she's doing her politics thing, so that's nice.
Yeah, good stuff.
I love it.
Any hobbies in the middle of all this stuff?
I mean, I think it's like the usual stuff, like the playing video games, sleeping, and I guess more than it being a job thing, I do just really like doing art. So it's definitely like a hobby and a love of mine.
We'll get on to the part that later on in the show, but in the future, do you see yourself flying off to Mars and checking out aliens and stuff? What do you see in the future?
Definitely too scared to go to Mars, but...
Well, that's legitimate.
I mean, I would like to find some fun ways to, like, branch out and, like, touch a lot of different things. I think more than I have, like, a strict goal, I, like, want to kind of, you know, try everything at least twice.
Yeah. At least twice.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
How about yourself, Laura May? What are you doing for fun these days?
Listen, I love music. You give me a microphone, I like to sing in it. I miss dancing. Once upon a time, back when we lived in Toronto for a while, and back then, I was singing in a bunch of bands, and I was singing in Latin bands. So our gigs, when I was going to work, I was dancing. So I would like to be doing more of that.
Mm-hmm. What style of dance was that?
Like Latin dancing.
Okay.
At the time, yeah.
Like
salsa and that. Yeah. I was singing with the samba squad, so I was doing a little bit of that as well. It was kind of cool. A little of this, a little of that.
Goodness.
Yeah, I do miss that. So I'm gonna bring more of that into my life. And I've been learning a lot about growing my own vegetables in my house, like for realsies. We have a very cool garden happening in the back, and so now I'm all into like cooking, which is very weird.
We love you, first ripe tomato.
My very first ripe tomato.
Very nice.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. We don't want to eat it because we feel like it's family.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's true. But you know what? You have a reverence for food that most people don't, might not experience, right? We take it for granted, but when you think of the effort and time it takes to grow stuff.
And like talking to it, because we had a tomato plant and it wasn't looking so hot and we moved it and then literally we would talk to it. And now it's all thriving and wanting to feed us. It's lovely.
Good vibes. How about
very good vibes.
How about other stuff you're doing? Are you working for a living? What do you do?
Well, I am wrapping up my time as a member of Provincial Parliament for Kitchener Centre. Thank you to the folks that supported me and to the folks that are living in Kitchener Centre and reach out to our office asking for support. Because you are the ones that make sure that we are fighting for the right things at Queen's Park. So that's kind of cool. Shout out to Julie, who's in my office. Julie is actually listening as well. But
yeah, Julie.
Yeah, this is it. If you're calling into my office and asking for help, the person that's actually helping you is Julie. And she is totally a champ. So that is awesome. Moving into a role as an assistant professor at the University of Waterloo in philosophy. Shout out to my brand new colleagues who are navigating a pretty rough go right now. But I hope that all the love and support that we're seeing in community will help to sustain us all as we get through that. And I hope to find ways to really do more creative things. Like, I keep listening to your announcement about having a radio show, and now my ideas are percolating. I'm just going to keep practicing. CKMS 102.7 FM.
This is a good deal.
It's a good deal.
All right, that's good. So what we want to do next here is play another song.
Yes.
And I have queued up here Sly and the Family Stone. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Everyday people. Very excited to listen to this song.
Okay.
It's just a reminder. Mm-hmm. Like, we are all everyday people doing whatever we do, and we've got to remember that because that's actually what connects us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, folks. Have a listen. Thanks for being on our show today and listening in. We love it. You know, you could be doing a lot of things on a Tuesday, and there's tons of media out there, but thank you for being part of ours. Fresh up that coffee, and we will be right back. Here we go.
Hi, this is jazz musician, singer, and songwriter Tim Lewis. You're listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We're live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, or on the internet. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and through music.
Hi, I'm Tom Woodcock, planning ecologist at the Rare Charitable Research Reserve in Cambridge. Sound FM and the Agriculture Show are helping us promote responsible land management in the region of Waterloo and beyond. Please join us in supporting Community Radio and together we can turn the map green.
Hey, everybody, thanks for listening in today. It is the Golden Record Show, and boy, you could be outside enjoying the weather. You're with us. Thank you so much. And we are now into our, that was our third song, I think. Sly and the Family Stone. Boy, I'm just thinking, when did those guys, when were they around? My goodness. I can remember those guys way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Fred Flintstone were neighbors. You know?
Listen.
That's a long time ago, isn't it?
We had an eclectic mix of songs growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love them.
Yeah. I'm glad, and I just wish we had more time for all the stuff you got. By the way, before I forget, do you like going to big concerts, or do you like going to corner bars with a guitar player? Do you go out to see music very often? What's your interest in music?
It's kind of weird. I used to sing in a bunch of bands, and so going out to clubs and that kind of stuff felt like I was going to work sometimes, and especially because I was in world music, there were only a handful of places where you could have like a 16-piece band playing,
true.
Right?
Yep.
I really, really do enjoy going to smaller settings. One of my favorite concerts ever was actually hearing Prince in like a very small setting. Then you feel like, you know, you're part of all of that. Just when you get to see them really explore their instruments and explore the music, that to me is joy.
I think you're right about that. It all depends the who you're with and what it is you want to see. Like,
yeah.
I get it when you got the big bands come into town. It's not my stuff anymore. I don't particularly like a big crowd roaring away. But I do understand the attraction to bands like Sly and the Family Stone. What if they came to town? Oh, my goodness. Who wouldn't want to go see that? Well, I don't think I would. Because I prefer to see it in a smaller spot. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I even remember once I went to see Alanis Morissette.
Yep.
It was like one of those big outdoor stadium-y things. And you never heard her sing because the entire crowd sang every single one of the songs. Remember Jagged Little Pill? Well, I'm saying remember because I've introduced all of this to my child who is not older than me, in case people out there are curious about how that happened. I'm saying remember like Sage was alive.
Yeah.
No, they were not.
About yourself, Sage, do you like going to the local, like we got Canada Day celebrations, we had Victoria Day celebrations, music, multicultural festival. What kind of music do you like to hang out and listen to?
It's a bit odd because I'm usually like a pretty anxious person, but because I'm like, when I'm alone, just going to listen to stuff, I kind of like those smaller spaces. It just feels a lot like closer and more real, I guess.
Yeah.
But if I were going with like a friend, absolutely like big concerts. I find there's just this like really nice joy to have there when you can kind of like literally feel the music and that a bunch of people around you are also feeling it, and then like you're already at a 7 and they're pushing you to a 12.
Yeah.
It's a really good feeling.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Good memories about music and what to look forward to. Okay, folks, we are into our part of the show where we're going to talk about Little Green Men from Mars and Golden Record. And if you looked at our promo stuff online, you'll see that we are referring to the Voyager 1 and 2 spacecrafts launched in 1977. And the powers to be at the time said, oh my gosh, this is the first man-made device that's taken off forever in the universe. We better say something.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was Carl Sagan and others. And if you look at the whole thing, there's like 30 songs all the way from Chuck Berry to Mozart and pictures and sounds of the earth, like dogs barking and and wind blowing. I challenge my guests. Hey, you guys, what would you put on your message to the stars? You know, you might meet intelligent life out in the universe. What would you put in your glass bottle and throw it in the ocean type thing to the stars?
That's so good. I think if it was me, and then I'll ask you, Sage, to answer as well. I think I would want to put the vision of how I wish we lived together. Like, I would be putting in stuff about, you know, loving each other and recognizing that we need to hold each other with care and that kind of stuff.
Mm.
But it's the vision of what I want for us. And as you asked that question, I kept thinking, if all these aliens were listening to like dogs barking and all of this, would they even know where that was happening? Or they might think that the people are barking, which sometimes they do.
Yeah, but here's the flip side to that. What if we had a thing land on our planet from the other, from somewhere? We would bend every branch we could to figure this out.
Oh, absolutely,
right?
And I think
whatever we put on there, The aliens would say, we're going to figure out what this is.
Yeah.
So you could put on anything you like, and they'd eventually figure out what that was, I'm sure.
Yeah. But why would put Prince in there?
Okay.
Prince would be right in there.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say, like, I'm going to put Prince's entire discography into that thing.
Yes, we would take the vault, and we would just put it in.
Shoot it into space. The entire thing.
How about favorite sounds? Like, they put dogs barking and stuff. Like, like, would you put on, we're all in Ontario here, and we go to the cottage, and there's loons up there in the lake. You know, boo, that sound at night.
Ooh.
Do you have a sound that you can remember in your memory that you associate with, you know, something that's human and positive like that? Like, we can all think about the cottage in Algonquin Park. Like, wow, that's awesome. A favorite sound?
Wow, that's
a motivational
speaker you would speak to?
You know?
That is so hard.
How about popcorn popping?
Popcorn popping.
Ooh. Okay, this is a weird one. Have you ever heard, like, a baby walrus make sounds? Mm. It's such a weird one. But, like, they sound like a squeaky chicken. Like, when you, like, the rubber chicken.
Yes.
They sound like that, and then, like, also a baby laugh at the same time. And it's literally, like, the nicest sound ever. And I feel like nothing we're ever, like, no sounds we're making are ever going to, like, reach that level. So I just send the walrus and let them figure it out. Like,
oh,
yeah, that's
so
us.
Cool.
That's
I would send laughter.
Yeah.
I think a bunch of people laughing would be hilarious because wouldn't it naturally make everybody else laugh too?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? There is a recording of someone laughing on that disc.
Oh, that's so smart.
Oh, that's good.
Because when you listen, especially like weird laughs, you know, all of those tracks that you see of like people that have the weirdest kinds of laughs, mm-hmm. just put a whole slew of them.
Yeah. I saw a radio show where like, TV show where the whole thing was that they had like a room of like six people that all had laughs that were really dumb, but they didn't know they all had dumb laughs. It's just that they had a picture behind their seats of the animal they sounded like when they laughed.
Oh my gosh.
And then this guy told one joke and they all just started laughing. And then they all were making each other laugh worse. Like there was a lady that laughed like a horse and another one that laughed like a pig. And so like she would start laughing and the other one would laugh harder because they were seeing the picture. Funniest thing I've ever seen. I cried.
Okay. That has to go
send
there.
That.
Yeah.
Send that.
Yeah. Stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
So intelligent life out there. So like, okay, when I was a kid, you know, it was like Captain Kirk and Star Trek.
Yeah.
And you know, there's clips on YouTube now, and I remember that episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it was some aliens were malicious, and mm-hmm. some others were just like this, like, all-powerful thing. And the one I just saw recently that ties in, it's about AI, where the spaceship is equipped with this robot that would be this ultimate fighting machine type stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is, what's your first recollection of science fiction? And were they friendly aliens, or were they, what kind of aliens were these things?
Wow.
See, I'm kind of going with this. Like, what?
Oh, The funny thing is that my earliest recollection of alien life is stuff from like Looney Tunes.
Mm.
Because that's how, like, they always had the alien in there.
There was one, yeah. I remember the cartoon, right?
And wasn't it the Jetsons? That was my other one. Where it was all set up there. And so those are my first.
Yeah.
Experiences of that.
I'm trying to think. I'm kind of stuck between two because, like, I guess one of my first ones would be like Star Trek because Uncle Pepe would be watching Star Trek,
true.
And then I'd hear it.
Shout
but like
Uncle
the first Pepe. Real one that I feel like was mine was like from the Justice League show, Martian Manhunter. That was the first one,
cool.
And he literally came from Mars, and I was like, "That's the coolest thing ever." And he's like been my favorite, which sucks because he's never used after the show. But he's definitely.
But
the
he's
first
your fave,
and he's a friendly one. His whole thing is just like the humans are fine. They're fine.
Oh, I like that.
Like I'll help them out. They seem funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point because you know what. What kind of aliens are out there? Who knows? And you know, you and I discussed before the show, like when we finally do meet aliens, that's going to change everything—our perception of ourselves and our responsibilities and our what things we do well.
Well, and I remember so those are my early introductions. But then when I was about Sage's age, I used to read about like UFO sightings and people that hit. My sister loves things about people that were like. Taken, abducted from aliens, and reads all sorts of podcasts about that, or listens to podcasts about that.
Oh, she lived in Halifax, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, some people here may have already, bumped into, been part of conversations with other life forms. That's
mm-hmm.
kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Scary, but cool. Silence.
Well,
ponder that.
So you were mentioning something earlier, Sage. Let's say Elon Musk walked in the door and he said, okay, you guys, here's a free ticket on my next spaceship. Would you take him? Would you take
it? Would he fix Twitter first?
That's the first question. Okay. I guess my thing would be, do I get a plus one? Because, like, I don't want to go to Mars and then be on Mars by myself. Yeah. Like, that sounds really obnoxious. Mm-hmm. Like, I get very tired of myself. Like, if I could go with, Danny or something, like my younger brother, then, like, he could talk for years. Like, I could be on Mars and he would talk forever and I would never get bored.
There you go.
But if I'm just there by myself, I feel like I'd drive myself crazy.
Yeah. So you the opportunity would be interesting.
Oh,
depending
yeah.
on, because Stephen Hawking suggested that we not contact aliens, we be quiet.
Uh-huh.
And there's a whole argument there too that makes sense.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
But I think a lot of people would say, yeah, what the heck? I go up there and circle the Earth a couple times or whatever. You
know? Yeah.
My only concern is that we literally live on Mother Earth and we are not treating her well.
True.
And so my concern is that we go somewhere else and we follow the exact same patterns because I don't know what we've learned.
Let's look at the other side of the coin. Is we could go out there and find someone who could help us solve our problem.
We could. If we listen to them.
Are aliens, what if there's a really smart alien out there and says, hey, you humans, look, this is an obvious thing. This is what you do. And we say, God, how come we didn't know that before?
Yeah.
You know, a eureka moment.
Yeah, they like see us from their spaceship and they're like, no, we can't do this today. Bye. Another one.
Nope. Are you the people that sent us those weird people laughing? We're not helping you.
We're not doing that.
I tell you, though, if they listen to us, aliens, they have a hoot, wouldn't they? It's like,
of course.
Maybe it's like that little guy that was on the newspaper carrier with the bulgy light on the end of his finger. That's
E.T.
E.T., yeah.
It'd be like the Truman Show, where they'd be like watching it and be like, wow, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that would be very different.
Yeah.
So, it just, who knows what to expect what alien life looks like, but it's...
Well, and so many of the alien movies are like, maybe they're walking around dressed like us.
Yeah.
Wearing human suits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Didn't we just watch a movie with somebody in a human suit? Come now.
No, we did.
I'm not making that up.
We did.
Okay.
Well, what's the guy's, Ghostbusters guys? I mean,
Yeah.
We're going to have to, like, make some of that stuff. Like, we're trying to fight the aliens.
Yeah. We need all the marshmallows?
Yeah.
There you go. We can turn them into... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're good. We've got a plan now. Thank you. If the aliens come find us.
We're on the space mission.
We're on the space. Yes.
Figure it out.
So we'll fix Twitter on the way.
Yeah, you'll have to take along a recording device or transmit back to Earth where
you
find her.
Absolutely.
So the odd thing about it is that those devices, the Voyager 1 and 2 spacecraft, it's estimated that they will last a billion years just because they're in space. So they will outlast anything that looks remotely human.
Wow.
In a billion years, they will, like, we won't be, there could still be something human-like, but not us. We won't be around.
Well, see, and that's the other thing that's so interesting when you think about, like, time capsules and
that's
that kind
the thing,
of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So we put things into time capsules like tapes, like cassette tapes, and then now we don't have cassette tape players. So then somebody gets that, and they aren't even able to make use of the thing that we left, right?
Right.
So it's going to be quite interesting to see what happens, because it's bound to happen. Like, even
in,
today,
in the fullness of time, it's going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Of course,
end up somewhere.
Of course.
Yeah. There's got to be a space. There's got to be a Star Trek story about this or something.
Yeah. There must be. There must
definitely
be. And there are musicians that are actually documenting our history. And for some reason, I feel like musicians are going to be the ones that, like, save the world.
And you know why? Because music is mathematics.
Yes. 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 Yes.
And so there is. You could say music is a sign of intelligence in the universe.
Yep.
Yeah. Right?
And no matter what language you speak, most of us can tell when there's music from somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something fundamental to. So we definitely got to send out your songs, right? In your message to the stars, you put music on there.
Oh, there has to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There Definitely. Has to be loads of music. Mm-hmm. And different kinds and styles and of music. And yeah. And music with laughter. Just put it all in there.
All the stuff.
All the things. It's going to be a very big ship, Jeff. Yeah. No room for the people, just the things.
You're just tempted to do it. I just get your last $10 and send yourself out into space somewhere just because. Why not?
Yeah. See what happens.
All right, let's play another song and we'll come back and talk some more about these wonderful things. And it is, if I got this right, it's You Got to Run from a Spirit of the Wind.
Yes, Buffy St. Marie.
Okay. Who wants to talk about this song?
Do you want me to talk about this one or do you want to?
You can talk about it. This isn't the one I mentioned in my essay. Yeah.
So it isn't?
Oh. No.
So Sage actually did one of their papers on Buffy St. Marie as an activist and a musician and just this powerhouse of a person in the world fighting for Indigenous rights and understanding experiences of Indigenous people. I picked this song because I actually started the Eraser Institute, like a little school to do racial equity work. And as a gift to anybody who signed up, I gave them a soundtrack of songs you could listen to while you're doing racial equity work because you should listen to music. And music is like so powerful and changes stuff. And so this particular song was one that I have on my little Eraser soundtrack for folks because it just reminds you that whoever you are, no matter who you are or what you're doing, you've got the power to be part of the change.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's play it, folks. We're back. Thanks for listening in today. We'll be back shortly. Here we go.
Hey, 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 hey Hi, I'm Tim. You are listening to CKMS 102.7, RadioWaterloo.ca.
Hi, this is Scarlett from Paris. You are listening to CKMS 102.7, RadioWaterloo.ca. Thanks for looking out for each other. You are not alone.
Okay. Hey, folks. Laura May and Sage are our guests today for Golden Record. And it's moving along quite smartly, and we covered lots of stuff and lots of music and the like. And you know what? Now it's time where we want to circle back and, you know, things we want to talk about that we want to add more time to, or as I like to put it, you know, questions the host should have asked, but the dumb guy forgot. stuff like that. And also, we want to thank those of you out there who have been putting questions into our listener chat. RadioWaterloo.ca/listen, and you can join in. So, just to circle back to begin with, we find a little bit about Christmas, and you're opening up presents on, no, I forgot already, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
All the days.
All the days.
All the days.
Christmas presents? Okay.
Yeah.
And we talked a little bit about what you all do. You know, you're busy with changing careers, in your case, Linda May, and Sage is starting out with all kinds of things, and so anything you want to, anything that comes to mind you want to talk about before we go to questions on the chat? Anything that comes to mind you want to talk about, or should we go right to chat?
Oh, what do you think? What do you think?
I have no clue.
I think the only thing I would add before we go on to the chat is that it is wild when you're in this transition phase and you're like moving from one gig to another, it's a very interesting space. But in the midst of all of this, I literally put out this Eraser Institute, the eraserinstitute.com. You can go to the website and see some of the work that folks are doing. And the amount of people that are local that are jumping in and trying to find ways to get involved and do that kind of work, it's quite wild. So I'm very, very grateful for folks for joining me on that little journey.
I wasn't going to say anything nearly as cool as that.
You weren't going to say anything as cool as that?
No, I was going to say, like, shout out to Chris. He's been sending me videos of tomatoes since we mentioned the tomato earlier.
Okay, that is cool, though. Shout out to Chris.
Hi, Chris.
All right, Chris, that's good. Send us a question online here, and we'll try to get around to that as well. Mm-hmm. All right, so Sage, pick out some questions here, and we'll try to get answers for our guests, for our listeners, what they think they'd like to know. Go ahead. What strikes your passion or interest?
Well, there was a question for you about what's a special memory you have from a holiday celebration.
Ooh. A holiday celebration. Ooh. Good food.
Good food. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The kind of food that lets you nap.
Yeah. I don't know. I can remember Christmases when my cousins and I were all young people, and all those grandparents there, and aunts and uncles, and I always look forward to, because just last month we had to get together with family, and all my cousins were all in the same age group now, and I still remember those family get-togethers.
Oh, my goodness, eh? Yeah, our gatherings lasted days.
Oh,
that's
what
I also loved. Back in the day when you could do that.
Julie had a question. They had requested to play an Elvis song immediately, and then asked what you and Mom dream for the community.
Right. Mm.
That's a good question, too.
Oh, actually, it's a pretty good one. What do you dream for the community?
Yeah.
See, our guests have great, our listeners have some great questions.
They sure do.
You know what? Usually I have something I can say to that, but I have to pause for a minute while I'm trying to juggle things around here. Laura May, anything you want to come to mind? Maybe something will come to my mind. I do have some, but I can't remember.
Well, I know one of the things that I want for community is just so simple. I just want us to be kinder to each other. Mm-hmm. Like, we're navigating so many things at the same time. Coming out of a pandemic, people are still worried. People are navigating healthcare systems that are sort of crashing around us, and issues in education and issues with housing, especially here. I just want us to take a deep breath before we go to rage and try and be calm and be kinder. Because sometimes it's in those moments, you know, when you look at somebody and you actually just ask them, like, how are you doing? not to get that sort of I'm okay response, but to actually find out how somebody is doing. Mm-hmm. I want us to be that kind of community. I think we have it in us to do that.
Yeah, because the mind is some kind of, I want to say the word balance. So, you know what? Good to be, have that feeling of gratefulness from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because otherwise, what at the moment is wrong is just can get on legs and run all by itself.
That's right.
Just a pile of junk. You don't want that. You want,
yeah.
You want to have, okay, here's a problem, and here's, we're going to make it better, and that kind mm-hmm. of, that kind of constructive cycle rather than just like, oh my God, the sky's falling. I'm not too sure how you, that'd be my dream for society to get that balance. That's,
There was one more question for you and for
Wait, don't you have a dream?
I wasn't directed at me, so I wasn't sure if I was supposed to answer.
Yeah, answer it.
Okay.
Do you have a dream?
I mean, I guess my like policy on everything has just been like, if we're just kinder and more tolerant to people, the society would just improve. Like, naturally, mm-hmm. us just going from a place of compassion when we navigate around each other just makes things better by default, because it's every single decision starts from understanding that I'm a person, you're a person, how can we both exist to our fullest together? So, like,
see, kindness, compassion, mm-hmm. and gratitude
exactly. just
from
like
the mouth of babes. Do what the young people say. And have a really good work ethic, because I'm still talking and Sage is like, Mom, this is what the people are asking on the chat. Okay, go. Do your thing.
One for each. Mom, the question was, what animal would you bring if you went to Mars?
A peacock.
Peacock.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
They're just so beautiful. I don't know who would actually capture it, because I'd be scared, but I would want it with me.
Jeff, it's weird calling adults by their first names. Julie said, as an agriculturalist, what plant would you want an alien to have?
Oh my goodness. Right now I'm enjoying British Columbia cherries.
Ooh. Wow.
So they've come up with a new variety out there, and they're marketing all across Canada now, because typically we have American Washington State cherries. So they come out with this new one called Staccato. So there's that's what comes to mind to talk about agriculture and aliens and so on. We got really tasty cherry fruit.
We got such good cherries. Okay, I love it.
Yeah, so listen, thanks for our listeners for putting their own those questions out. You go ahead and toss in some more if you'd like. You certainly got us thinking about stuff with the questions you've got to there. As a host, I tend to like to ask the questions, because I'm trying to think too much how to make things run, but great questions. Thanks so much for that. It's a good deal. All right, so anything else you guys want to throw in there? I don't want to leave just any other thing that comes to mind you want to talk about? I know it's sort of a flow of consciousness what we're doing here, but we've covered a lot of really good stuff.
We've covered some really, really good stuff.
Yeah, we have some time to do some more of that a little bit moving further on anyway, so that's okay. If something comes to mind, just scratch it down on a piece of paper there, and we'll come back to it. So we're going to get into our last bit of our show here today, and we are going to play our second to last song, I think, if it all works out. Maybe we'll get a chance for one more. Falling Down. Which one of you guys wants to talk about this song? Go ahead.
This is Del Bello. Do you remember when I introduced you to Del Bello?
Oh, yeah. I will say on that, I do remember when you introduced me to Del Bello on New Year's, but I also remember when I was in my music class at Eastwood, shout out to Mr. Green, I guess, I don't usually like talking about the music I listen to, because people don't usually listen to the music I listen to. And I think I kind of noticed that at its core when I was doing my final assignment on Billie Holiday, and I mentioned that I was going to do it on Del Bello, but she didn't meet the requirements, and the entire room gave me confused looks because nobody knew what the name was.
Because nobody knew Del Bello.
Yeah, and I was like, that sucks. Now I wish I did the assignment on her.
Okay. Then so, we're going to put Del Bello on that aircraft so that the aliens know Del Bello.
That discography and Prince, all of it in a singular vault, sheeted off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this particular song is awesome because it's about if you want to make progress and you want to make change, you are going to fall down. And so you've got to sort of find a place inside of yourself to be okay with the fact that you're going to make some boo-boos along the way. And she's got an amazing voice. Mm-hmm. And so enjoy, my friends.
Okay, here we go.
Like the one that apart, like a blinding fact you can't ignore. Like the motion that delivers you forward till you can't go back, not anymore. Leave the ground. Can't trade in your devotion for what you haven't found. Can't go beyond the limit without falling down. You can't go beyond the limit without falling down.
It's not what I say, it's a lot what I do. Cause you can't go back, not on your way. It's the moment when you're riding on fear that you can't look back. You're living there.
Can't start at the beginning when you're in between. Where you're going's where you haven't been. You can't give away the center without spinning around. You can't go beyond the limit without falling down.
Like the signs that I feel and the lines in the mirror, like a haunting ghost that will return. Like the moment when it's suddenly all clear what I needed most to live and learn.
Okay, folks, you've been just wonderful listeners today, and thanks for tuning in. We're at the last bit of our show today, and my guest has very kindly offered to do a station promo for us, and we're just going to read off the wall and just say your name and where you're from, and then our little stuff there. Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, folks, this is Laura May Lindo, and you are listening to CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo.
Oh, God, I'm doing it. Okay.
It's your turn.
My name is Sage, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. And there was one last question for you, Mom. Yes. I suppose I should probably throw that in.
Good for you. That's where I was going next.
You see?
You should be a radio person.
Oh, you totally could.
First of all, thanks for doing those promos. And now my co-host, Sage, will bring up the next topic. Go ahead.
There was one last question thrown in right at the end there. What's your final send-off to people before you leave office?
That is so first off, that question, thank you to whoever is out there that asked it, kind of made me teary. And my next thing was to think about Prince. My final send-off as I leave public office is to remind folks about a Prince song called Cream. And it starts like this. This is it. It's time for you to go to the wire. Because it's important for you to recognize that in this world right now, it's time for you to stand up, stand for something. Stand up against what's happening in the world. You will hear, because you got the burning desire. And that the reality is that thing that you feel in your heart, in the pit of your stomach about the world being able to be a better place, that's the burning desire. That's the thing that's going to drive you. It's your time, because everywhere you go, you have backup singers. You got the horn, so why don't you blow it? I think that is so important. You have an opportunity, no matter where you are, to actually speak up, speak out, to say something. Even if you make a mistake, it doesn't matter. At least you're trying, because that's what the universe is hearing. And then, of course, it's Prince, so you're so fine. You feel the cute and baby, you know it. Just because that's what I want to tell you. So that's my final send-off, folks.
And this has a good choice through music.
Yeah. Of course, because then people will remember it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Pretty catchy stuff.
Another question. Yeah, my friends didn't actually like go into the chat. They've been sending me messages.
They've been sending messages.
Yeah. Worth noting, I guess, that Chris did realize it was Cream from the first line, and that from another friend who would prefer to remain anonymous, they were like, she did it! She sung the song! She sang a song! And they've been waiting for the last
shout out to all of you.
That's good. See, you could be our tech person next time. We're going to get the video going. It'll really
be good. It's going to be so good.
Got the video switcher here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. So, hey, this is pretty good. Now, I got one more question for you all before we call it a day here.
Bring it.
So, what are you doing in the next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years? 20 years, you want to go that far. What do you do in the next 2 hours?
Next 2 hours, I have to remember to pick up my son from literacy camp. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. As a parent, you do have to remind yourself, or else you think you just happen to have a break. Have to check on my other little one, make sure that they're feeling better because they weren't feeling all so good. Mm-hmm. So in the next couple hours, I go into mommy duty is what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
But after that, I have to head out to check out my new office, see what it's like to be on campus. And I'm bringing my child with me so that they can also experience campus because I think are very interested in the Games Institute.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. That's 2 hours, 2 days.
In 2 days, I'm probably going to be working on the Eraser Institute, trying to find some ways to get people engaged. The whole thing about that is doing anti-racist work differently. A, remembering that you have the power to make change in your community, but also that you can do anti-racist work and also have a good time. I think there's this feeling that if you do that work, you have to be all serious and grown up and all of that kind of stuff. But actually, sometimes having fun while doing it is the thing that makes the change, brings more people in.
Right.
So I'll work on some of that. Mm. When was the next time?
Mm. Two weeks, two months, two years.
Wow. In the next 2 years, I'm probably going to see children off to university or college or something fun like that, which is also a whole other kettle of fish. I'm probably going to have a dance party. Anybody want to come out? You'll know where to find me. Because when you have all that space in your house, don't you start off with a dance party? The parents who have like had their kids leave, isn't that what you do first? Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a party. And then after that, I'll probably be sad.
Any holidays for the summer? Are you taking some time off?
We're probably going to be going to visit my sister who's out in Nova Scotia. Mm-hmm. She's actually navigating cancer, which is not positive. And so I'm asking everybody who's listening to send some positive vibes and healing energy to her, because we're going to see what we can do to navigate to the end of that.
Yep.
And that's what, you know, we'll go and visit. We did live in Prince Edward Island at one point, so we are thinking about trying to find a way to get out to PEI.
Well, that's a cool idea.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 20 years, you're going to take a spaceship out there? It could.
We could totally. Hopefully, between now and 20 years, we're going to go to France. That's the big dream. Our family trip is to go to France for like a year.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yep. We'd love to do that. Oh, and I also, I don't know if this has anything to do with anything, but I want to go and see Paisley Park, like Prince's Paisley Park studio thing, right, where they have tours and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
My heart is like still sad that he is gone, but I still want to go.
Fair.
I think I'm ready.
Good stuff. So, how about yourself? What about you, Sage? What are you going to do in the next 2 hours?
2 hours, pretty much the same thing. I'm going to be dragged along to see Mom's office, which I'm very excited for. Hopefully going to stop by the Games Institute on the way out.
Yep.
Note that they forgot that we have to pick up Jaden, so now I feel worried.
Well, you know, he'll be fine.
Hopefully.
He'll be fine.
He's sturdy.
Yeah. He's excited. He'll do good.
In 2 days?
I will be excitedly contacting my partner to make sure we're still up to watch the Barbie movie.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing, isn't it?
That's my main priority. Two days.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah.
And 2 weeks?
I think I'm going to focus a little more on my art for a bit. I feel like graduating is kind of like a big weight off my shoulders, so I want to finally like sit down and, I guess, just find something I want to do and stick with it.
Well, you have lots of time to do that, but yeah, I get started, that's for sure. That's a good deal. So 2 years. Did I say 2 years yet? What did you do 2 years?
2 years. Oh, boy. I mean, I guess my thought on it is just, again, I kind of want to do everything. Like, I was, like, hard set on the thing that I love art. I love creating characters and things. Video games are my way to go.
Sure.
And then, like, this year happened, and we got, like, Across the Spider-Verse, and I was like, oh, so God, good. Films are good. And then I was sitting with that, and then suddenly, like, a bunch of artists I like released a bunch of solo albums, like, oh God, music's good right now. And I kind of sat with it. I'm like, I kind of want to do all the things. Like,
do all the things.
I want to sit in this where things are kind of happening and just do all of it.
Try it all.
You should have a radio show.
Have a radio show.
On CKMS 102.7.
Radio.
Just want to throw those ideas out there, folks. If anybody's interested, get hold of us. We're glad to help you out. And so, what about 20 years? Where do you see yourself in 20 years?
20 years? I am definitely want to have done way too much traveling and see, like, all the things I want to see really early on, and then find, like, the most comfortable, lightweight, least problematic little spot in our planet and just sit there. Like, I don't want to do anything else. I just want to find the nice, sweet
just
spot.
Just there.
Sit there.
Oh, I like it. I love it.
Good chance your ideas will happen. Good for you. That's cool. It's a good deal. Right on.
Thank you.
All right. So, I'm really, we're sort of running over time. I'm sort of tempted to kind of wrap it up and we'll play out Musicology and the other great songs. Just want to thank you so much for those songs. It's a great deal.
No worries.
Okay, you guys, listen. Hey. Just thanks so much for coming out today. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of great music, and good conversation. So thanks very much for being a guest today.
Aw, thanks for having us. Yeah. You didn't even know I was going to bring a kid.
No.
And you were just like, move over. Yeah. We're going to make it happen. So thank you, Jeff. That was awesome.
And so with that, folks, guess what? We're going to call it a day and come back to listen to Golden Record, usually on Wednesday nights between 8 and 9. And that's... come back in 6 days and 23 hours and listen to it again. And with that, folks, talk to you later. Bye for now.